This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's called following the team.
That's not following the team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you don't think that experience matters, how about this little nuggy nug I came up with? And this is all me. Game 7. Elimination game. All the chips are down. Must win. Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Buddy Hield, the four oldest players on the roster who could play yesterday. Peyton's 2 weeks older than Buddy, but it was the veterans. The veterans brought them home. They played big minutes, and now the question becomes, can the older guys continue to continue to advance?
And the older guys are your better guys. They better.
Yeah.
And you know, we're riding with them. I get it. And that's why I just thought yesterday, again, Steiny, I didn't have any itinerary in regard to the others. I was just assuming, you know, they would contribute. But, man, I didn't see it going that way. And now, just think about it, because I was a little down and melancholy Saturday afternoon. I talked to Evan and Bonte, and I was just thinking to myself, man, if this season is over, you know, man, are we really ready for it to be over? And we weren't. And either were the Warriors, and now we got action. Starting tomorrow.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get by the Houston Rockets in 7 games. It probably went 2 more than a lot of Warrior fans wanted it, but they got there, and
I had it in 5. What'd you have it?
6 or something.
Yeah, like that. I missed it.
Yeah.
I forgot what Evan has.
They won, though.
Yeah, that's whoa. That's all that counts. Steiny, real quick, because I'm hashtag random.
No, sir.
I really do believe if I were in town, you would have invited me over.
No doubt.
Did you and Evan eat?
Yeah.
And what did you have? Because I'm random. I'm thinking some hors d'oeuvres, or what did you? Did you pizza?
Tri-tip.
Oh, you cooked?
What? We had somebody cook
for us. Yeah, no, that counts.
Yeah.
Tri-tip.
Yeah. Shout out Susan.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I think I'm a little jealous.
Some potatoes.
You should be. It was real good.
Broccoli.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. So maybe when you text me my thoughts, you were really saying, hey,
yeah,
if you
I'm
were
sitting here with Evan, let's check in with the goo. Wasn't any more than that.
We were trying to guess how you were feeling.
But I cared about what you guys ate. I did, that dude, man.
I did say to Evan, how do you think the goo's feeling today? I forget what you said.
I was on it. I said, I bet he's feeling confident.
And I tweeted it out, Evan, to back me up. And Buddy showed.
Yeah. Steiny goes, well, you never really know.
You don't?
I don't know, something with Lewis. Shout out Dave Fleming. But yeah,
Let's go to JJ. JJ's in Union City.
Hey,
what's up, JJ? How you doing?
Doing good, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
All day.
Sonny and Guru, thank you. You guys, I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate y'all, man, getting me through my days at work, too.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I want to talk about Buddy Hield. I ain't gonna lie. I was one of those guys who gave up on him in the middle of the season, and I was like, man, his form changed. His shot just doesn't look right. Mm. But, man, yesterday, last night, man, that guy saved our lives.
I agree.
Buddy Hield, man. Buddy Hield saved us.
No, he did. Thanks, JJ. I mean, look.
Is he a splash brother now, Steiny? What's too far? Like, if you want to, is he a cousin? Yeah, I think you have to be. Well, is he a brush splash cousin? Whatever.
Well, the one thing that, I believe this. Signing him, was he in the trade or did they sign him as a free agent? I always forget that.
Trade.
Okay. They got him in a trade.
Yeah.
That trade now officially is worth it.
Oh, wow.
For Buddy Hield.
Oh,
Buddy
no doubt.
Hield.
From a Warrior standpoint.
Hell yes.
No doubt.
I mean, if the Butler trade and Sam Amick of The Athletic kind of wrote that Game 7 win ensures that, the Butler trade is an official success, if that's the case, then great signing by Mike Dunleavy.
He was in the Klay Thompson trade.
Buddy.
Yeah, it was Klay for essentially Buddy
Hield.
That's
how I feel.
Kyle Anderson.
Man.
So, in other words, Buddy in his elimination game was 12 for 15,
Simmer.
Although he was 0 for 4 on
Simmer.
Oh, and Klay was 0 for 10.
Klay's in a new spot, but I know he was watching that. And I'll tell you what, at the end of that game, they panned to Dunley V. Steiny, and he looked like a proud papa. Like, man, we did this because it was going to be hell, not on him. But if somehow this Warrior team would have lost in the first round to Houston after being up 3-1. And that's a rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control that we're not talking about. This would have been a collapse. It wasn't like, oh, you know, Rockets showed up and beat us 4-2. It was the fact that you could taste it up 3-1, and kudos to Houston for getting it to a Game 7 at home. And if I'm them, Steiny, I'm like, man. Oh, I probably would have been drinking on the bottle all night. Like, we just let one get away.
I mean,
man,
the reality of the situation is, you're right. If the Warriors would have lost that game yesterday,
Steiny, man,
their short-term future doesn't look good. Their long-term future doesn't look good.
Man.
And the one thing I would say is this. If the Rockets had won Game 7, to me, the only way they were going to win it is if it was obvious that the Warriors were, quote-unquote, out of gas.
Okay. It would have looked like Game 6 or 5.
Exactly. Okay. And at that...
Because I was scared it could have. I'm being real.
Well, and at that point, it would have been very fair for a Warrior fan to say, well, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
We wore down in the first round of the playoffs with three veteran players who are all 35 or older. I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, I'm obviously you go to next year.
But I'm feeling you.
But I mean, man, if they showed their age and it cost them in round one this year, that makes next year a little less optimistic. But they get by round one, and let's see if they can get rejuvenated in round two when they play the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And an old foe, Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Hey.
Hey, Jan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better now, I'll tell you.
There you go.
After Friday night, it brought back those bad memories of 2016 when we were up 3-1 going into the finals there with Cleveland. And I'll never forget it, Father's Day and everything else. It just brought back a gut feeling about that. And blowing a 3-1 lead, you know, and bringing it into a Game 7, I said, oh, God, you know. And Saturday morning, I called Warriors this week, and I let it out. I mean, callers after me agreed with me, you know. Turnovers that they were committing there in Game 6 and fueling their offense, and we couldn't get our defense together or nothing, you know. I just, you know, I couldn't believe it. I said, I don't know if they can pull this Game 7 off. And thank goodness Draymond Green showed up yesterday, and he must have had a real good team meeting to really bring that to the front of all the players, because they all engaged and they all worked together. And hands off to Buddy Hield. I mean, last night I was in front of my TV, and I used to be a cheerleader when I was in high school. And boy, I got up and cheered, Buddy, Buddy. And man, I could, every time he hit a three, I got up. And boy, I just said, man, where has this guy been? I mean, the beginning of the, if you remember when we first got him, he was pretty hot to help Steph out, and then he kind of cooled off, and I thought, gee whiz, what's happened to Buddy, you know? And then last night, all of a sudden, here he is lighting it up, and I said, oh man, we needed you, and boy, I'm so damn glad. And
hey, Jen.
And then he hit.
Jen.
Yes.
Yeah, I got something for Jen.
Do you remember this one? And I, do you remember this cheer? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Buddy.
Oh, you bet.
You remember that one?
Buddy.
Yeah.
You bet, man.
Hey, Jen.
I was just,
go ahead.
I mean, every time he hit that three, I just, oh my God, you know, can he continue, you know? And I just, you know, he helped in that fourth quarter when the Rockets cut it to three. I said, oh God, no, please don't
give
out on us now.
You know, and what, Jen? Let me get you Guru's number.
Hey,
and,
no, Jen,
you guys
I'm
can
a teller.
Text
Real
each
quick,
other
Jan,
in those hard
they're
times.
They're callers, and then there's Jan. I'm telling you, I know you're busy, Jan. Our next watch party, make sure you show up, Jan. We would love to meet you, because you bring it.
Well, I just, you know, poor Evan on Saturday taking all those callers. I felt for him, and including me. And I just said, I want to take back what I said, because Steve Kerr, I thought, oh dear, you know, I hope he's not, you know, like he's gonna be out if we lose this game, you know. And he brought it last night. And I'll tell you another thing, Buddy Hield is the zone killer.
Thanks, Jan. Appreciate
it's
the call.
It's okay to admit, she owned up to it. She was like me.
So
she called Evan and DeVone.
Well, hold on. That's where I'm going next. So Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Evan and DeVone are on Warriors, you know, Saturday, 9 to noon.
Yeah, I'm at the
and
gym
I,
listening.
You know, we didn't have a show, but the game was last night. So I'm like, I got to listen to these two guys. And I had the YouTube chat up.
Oh, you brought it up.
Yeah, and I was in and out and in and out, and I must have been out, because I come back and listen and I start looking at all the texts on the YouTube chat, and there is all kinds of comments about Jan and her call. And I clearly missed the call, but I got the reaction. Evan, what was Jan going through on Saturday?
Everything. And Jan was going through all of it.
She was cooking.
No, look, actually, I'm glad she called in, and I'm glad that she enjoyed the game, and I'm glad that she was able to fan the way that she wants to fan, because I think it was representative on Saturday of about how a lot of people felt.
There we go.
You know, everyone was down bad after they lost game 6, and it felt like they were going to blow game 7 and become the 14th team in NBA. You know, all the rest, like... That's how it felt Saturday morning. So I'm glad that the Warriors won it and Jan is able to call it.
That is great. And that's why you tried to come down my road. People knew you were trying to give me the cheese, but I didn't bite. We were down bad. And it's like that gambler video I sent to you where the guy's in Vegas in the hotel in his room. And it's just him. And he's crying and saying, I lost it all. Everything. And he's just, I lost everything. I'm not laughing at that, but that's how we were in Warriorland, Donnie. Up 3-1, and we lose like this. Jan, that was incredible. Way to bring it home, Jan.
I mean,
and be honest.
Unfortunately, it sounds like Jan gave up, too.
But the Warriors didn't.
And the Warriors resuscitated Dub Nation.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
What were the Rockets wearing?
Exactly.
As soon as I saw that H-Town.
Pinched their nose and gave them mouth-to-mouth.
Over. Mm-hmm. This is a game 7, and you got H-Town. Where are your traditional? I knew they were in trouble. And Charles Barkley, Snyder, you didn't see this.
No.
I guarantee the Rockets are going to win. And I said to myself, we're in good shape. Chuck.
Yeah, healed. That was a Heimlich maneuver yesterday.
Man, Chuck's a bad gambler.
What? What?
Yeah.
Huh? Charles Barkley's a bad gambler.
I actually don't get the sense he'd gamble.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I do.
I think he does.
Oh, really? You think he had money on the Rockets yesterday?
Well, I don't know if he bets on sports, but the amount of money he'll lose in a blackjack table.
No. We don't want to talk about that.
I was talking about like
him NBA. And Jordan were used to be buddies.
Let's go to, he stiffed us once. Kevelation in Oakland. What's going on?
And listen, I'm going to say this. Shout out to Steve. Steve hung up on me, y'all. I don't know. I was talking. Steve hung up on me. That's what happened.
We'll talk to him.
Listen, I'm going to say talk to Steve for me. But look, you know, Gould, you got to get off Steiny. All the rest of y'all got to get off Steiny for being a Minnesota fan because Gould ain't. Last time I remember, this is the 49ers, Giants, Warriors flagship. Ain't you a Cowboys fan, Gould?
Yeah.
Hold on now, but you a Cowboys fan. Now get off my boy Steiny, get off him. But look, y'all, I'm going to say this right now, though. Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. The way that they won game six, you can't lie, Goo. You was looking at that. I was looking at that like, man, I think we might be looking at a better team.
Oh, my gosh. Dude,
every time we got close, I think the closest we got maybe was like 86 to 84, I think, in the third quarter. And we never got close. Every time we like started to kind of cross that line, they like threw us back. I thought it was over. I ain't gonna lie to you. But buddy, what they say with the boom boom? What they say with the little dance? Bop, boom boom. Bop. He did that, man. Yeah, he did that.
Am I saying it right?
And look, Steiny, you know, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, Steiny, because you know you're a Warriors fan, Steiny. Go ahead and admit it.
I'm a basketball fan.
Real Steiny. Hey, I love y'all, man. Hey, we're going to the finals.
Back at you, baby.
25, baby.
Yeah. Elevation, how you doing?
Oh, it's bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right. Yeah, I don't understand what it is, but Buddy spent a lot of time after the game talking about it.
Bow, bow, bow. So me and Tyrese Halliburton, he came in one day, and then it's like a TikTok went viral. He's saying it with the bow, bow, bow. And then we just thought every time he shoot a three, it was like a bow, bow, bow. Oh. And after that, there's a dance. It was like bum, bum, bum. And then after that, when you just knocking your legs and like just from New Orleans, and I just started adding that dance to the to that, and we're just having fun with it, and it never left me. So every time I go out or like around people and or whatever, I just hit the bow 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 dance. Every pregame we hit the bow 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 dance. I try to get everybody in the middle. Even the coaches hit it today. Even because Steve hit it last night. Terry Stotts is really good at hitting the bow, bow, bow dance.
Oh,
I think everybody. I haven't let Draymond hit it. Draymond is still shy hitting the bow, bow dance now. But Steph has hit it. Jimmy hasn't hit it yet. But we can get Jimmy to hit it. But like everybody's hit it except Steph. No. Steph has hit it. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, and I think JK. We got a lot of shy guys on the team, you know. We got to get them on the ACL, you know. We got to get them on the ACL.
Buddy Hield, man. Afterwards last night.
Bow, bow, bow. That's incredible.
Bow, bow, bow.
I hadn't seen the dance. I gotta go look at it, Steiny.
Who's the player he was talking about in New Orleans?
Yeah, it sounds like it was from two teams ago. So the Pacers.
Yeah. Right.
He said Halliburton.
Then he said something about New Orleans.
Maybe it's when they were dancing in New Orleans. Right. I'm not so sure.
Bow, like, bow, bow.
It was like the New Orleans bounce.
With all due respect, it's not like, you know, Capone's tomb. We don't really need to find it all out. We've got a good sense of it at this point.
Well, we got that rock over there that might be uncovered soon.
I would have went Hoffa.
Well, that's MetLife Stadium.
Bow, bow, bow.
Are you really gonna?
No, I gotta see the
like
dance.
Like a lot. Are you gonna do that a lot?
Just
it's
in there eliminated.
I'm okay with it.
He saved the season.
Stoney, Terry Stotts can do it. I think you can do it.
And Bonte and Shaskin have him on the day after, the morning after. Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Give it to him.
So Stoney, that's how he says hello?
No, it's what the dance is called.
Oh.
It's a TikTok. Your daughters know.
Bow, bow, bow.
Give us a bow, bow, bow one time, Stoney.
Let's go out to Will. Will's in Berkeley. Hey, Will, what's going on, my man?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, baby.
You know what? I posted something on Friday after they lost. I said, you know, we're missing our other Splash Brother. But I didn't know we were going to adopt a new Splash Brother.
Wow.
Game 7 Buddy. I mean, it was unbelievable. I really, you know, I used to love watching Buddy when he played with Sacramento. And then before that, he was with who? Like Pelicans, I think. Who was he with before?
Philly.
University of Oklahoma.
That's right. Yeah. Philly. With Philly. But, you know, it's like, you know, he was rejuvenated. I feel like his three-point shot came back. And he really knew that, you know, the season was on the line. And he knew that we were going to start talking about Giants baseball. And he's like, I can't let us go out like that. So, you know, I really, really am so happy to be talking to you guys about continuing the series. And I got one more question is, what do you think's going to happen with game one? I mean, are we going to rest our guys? Should we rest our guys? Or should we just let game one just be game one?
Oh, there's no. Oh, go ahead. Oh, my. I just. Oh, Stoney almost threw up in my mouth. You ain't resting nothing. Great call, but that's not how this thing works. You take nothing for granted. You can go out and catch a rested Minnesota team if they come out rusty or Warriors execute. But this thing about, oh, you played a big team. Stoney, you got to go out there and try to steal game one.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the bigger question is if you get down.
Oh, well,
if you get down,
call the dogs off.
Yeah. How long do you wait?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the Warriors aren't load managing game one. I wouldn't expect.
Okay.
You got to give, I mean, again, this is another thing I'm talking about is you got Butler, Curry, and Draymond. I mean, you can't lay down game one.
No doubt.
You might be able to just go in there and win it outright.
You could.
And by the way, don't say steal it. Rick Barry does not like that term. And he's a legend around here. Yeah, you know, two games in Minnesota. Warriors want to go in and steal one. It's not stealing anything. They'll earn a win. Nothing about stealing.
Bow, bow, bow.
He gets upset about that.
I like that.
I kind of agree with him.
I like that. Now, I thought you would like steal. Like,
no.
I love that. Go win it. Go take it.
Warriors went into Houston and won game one because they earned it.
Hey, Evan, I get full transparency because I'm with
four
you guys.
Days rest.
Evan said Warrior fans were down bad. I won't tell you what media member I was talking to Friday after the game, but since that caller was so truthful and said we missed Clay, your boy said I think we might be Miss Williams. His perimeter defense, it came out of my mouth. That's how bad I was down Friday. Off some margaritas.
Let's go to Sparky in Oakland. Hey, Spark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Stiney and Goo. First of all, you know, the Bay is overwhelmed with how good the two of you are. We are so lucky to have you guys on air doing what you're doing, talking hoops like crazy men. But the insight that what you give us every day is We're very grateful as fans to have you guys doing what you do.
Wow!
Hey, thank you.
I wanted to talk a little strategy here,
okay?
Because Game 7, as epic as it was with Buddy doing what he was doing, there was such a conscious effort in this game, and it kind of started in the earlier games as well. But Game 7 was a half-court possession game.
Mm-hmm.
We would bleed the clock down to 20, 21, 22 seconds before we're taking a shot. My question to you guys is this. With that style of basketball, A, will we continue with it against Minnesota? And B, is that style of basketball detrimental to the way that Moody and Kuminga play? Because they seem to be transition basketball players and not necessarily half-court centric players. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Good stuff, man.
I think there's something to that.
And it's a reason I don't think we've seen a lot of it, Donnie. But that was out of desperation. Now, can Ant-Man and Company and Finchie, your boy, chop up a zone? I got to think there would be better at it than the young Rockets.
Yeah, to me, it's more when the Warriors are on offense, you know, does Kuminga fit in this series? I do think, obviously, the Warriors, they don't want to play a plodding game, yeah. But they got to be careful when the game gets fast. And, you know, Minnesota does have some similarities to Houston. And one is sometimes they go through long stretches without scoring in the half court.